Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Illinois' wealthiest person is financing a big challenge this fall to Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. Billionaire Kenneth Griffin points to the region's surging crime wave as one reason to get Pritzker out of office. But Griffin is now getting criticized himself on the issue after WBEZ's Dave McKinney went digging inside the hedge fund tycoon's financial empire.
Last October, Griffin spoke to the Economic Club of Chicago. He's the owner of the Citadel Hedge Fund and its corporate cousin, Citadel Securities. Griffin bemoaned how the city had deteriorated since he'd last appeared before the group.
Since I last spoke in 2013, 25,000 of my fellow Chicagoans have been shot.
From there, Griffin needled one person for Chicago's surging crime wave.
And it is a disgrace that our governor will not insert himself into the challenge of addressing crime in our city. It is a disgrace.
But if you look at Griffin's two financial companies, they disclosed to federal security regulators earlier this month that they owned more than $86 million worth of shares in gun and ammunition manufacturers as of December. Those manufacturers included gunmakers Smith & Wesson and Sturm, Ruger & Company. What's more, WBEZ asked Chicago police for 5 years' worth of violent crime data and the brand names of weapons tied to those crimes. That showed that roughly one in four guns recovered from Chicago homicides since 2017 was made by those two gun companies. Lance Williams is an expert on Chicago street gangs and violence at Northeastern Illinois University.
Until we address those issues, those larger systemic issues like investments in gun manufacturing, we're not going to solve this problem on the streets.
Zia Ahmed is a Citadel spokesman. He says that there's no correlation between guns used in violent crimes and Citadel's investments and holdings in gun and ammunition companies. Ahmed describes those investments and holdings as, quote, smaller than infinitesimal in light of the size of our firm. And he notes Chicago police are armed with guns from some of the same companies. Ahmed also says Griffin doesn't get involved in particular stock choices and says Citadel Securities is, quote, obligated to offer investors gun and ammunition stocks to buy and sell. But experts interviewed by WBEZ say nothing is forcing Citadel to be active in the controversial gun and ammunition sector. Tyler Galosh is a former lawyer for the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Based on their holdings, it appears that they have pretty significant engagement and exposure to the sector, and that's a choice they're making.
As for Griffin himself, he steered some of his wealth to anti-violence endeavors like the University of Chicago Crime Lab, which received a $10 million grant from him in 2018. More recently, Griffin has put $20 million into the campaign of Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin. Irvin is one of five Illinois Republicans seeking to unseat Pritzker and has been hitting the governor hard on crime. Asked about Citadel's holdings, an Irvin campaign spokeswoman told WBEZ that Griffin is free to invest in whatever industry he chooses. And Citadel's spokesman says that, quote, trying to tie our tiny, tiny holdings to somehow contributing to violent crime in Chicago is, respectfully, quite a stretch. But Father Michael Flager, an anti-violence advocate and pastor at St. Sabina's Church on Chicago's South Side, says Griffin's statements on crime don't square with Citadel's business strategies.
You absolutely cannot be a voice about crime and murder or shootings on our streets when your company is a major investor in gun manufacturers. It's absolutely hypocritical.
Flager called on Citadel to scrub its stock sheets of gun and ammunition makers, but Citadel won't say if it intends to maintain or change its financial portfolio. This is Dave McKinney.
And in the interest of transparency, Chicago Public Media does receive funding from the Pritzker Foundation and the Pritzker-Traubert Foundation, though Governor J.B. Pritzker is not involved with either group.